are also unique to our Heavenly Father, just like the personal signatures are unique. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's morning rinse is called Like Signet Rings, and we are on day 110, and we're on April 20th, and today is a short book. We are reading Haggai, and it's only got two chapters, so today's morning rinse is Haggai 1 and 2. After today, going back to the New Testament, and we're going to be talking about Hebrews. And before I forget, I want to tell you that my son Ezekiel is going to be a guest tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you enjoy it. He's kind of camera shy, so he's not going to be on camera, but and it'll be a short one. It's not super long, but I have a story to tell that includes him, and so I hope that you enjoy that episode. But today, the featured verses include Haggai 1:14 and Haggai 2:23. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnants of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. And then chapter 2:23, the second featured verse, says, "On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, declares the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts." I want to just tell you, in the beginning of this book, Haggai, the people were called to rebuild the temple, and they were not necessarily opposed to rebuilding, but they basically said, "Not now, God. We'll do it a little later." And so this part of the featured verse actually is when their hearts were stirred to say, "Okay, we will obey." It's easy to believe that in our day and age with technology and global resources that we live in the busiest time of history. I mean, it's easy to believe that. It's easy to think that. And while that belief may actually be factual and it may actually be true, the challenge to prioritize God's plans was even present way back in biblical days. And this short book of Haggai captures the rich and timely message of the importance of prioritizing our lives with God's to-do list instead of what we deem as our own agenda. As you know, I mentioned this a lot in this podcast, but there are consequences of not putting God first in our lives. During this time, this Haggai, during this biblical time, God was wanting the temple to be rebuilt. And despite the people knowing this, they did not feel that it was the time, like I said. And they prioritized their own agenda instead of this priority of God to work to complete the temple. And due to their choices, they did not see the blessings in their lives. Haggai then came along and he corrected them and reminded them to live with that heavenly focus, which at that time, the focus needed to be on building the temple. And the hearts of the people then were stirred again to get their priorities straight, and they began walking in obedience. Now, of course, we see that God honored their obedience, and he literally immediately started bringing blessings to their households. And not only did God shower blessings on the people, but he spoke to Zerubbabel of his uniqueness in leading the people by comparing him to a signet ring. That is what I wanted to focus on. the people's hearts were stirred, and Zerubbabel led it, and God compared him to a signet ring. Now, signet rings contain this emblem that's unique to the king, and it was almost like this ring that they would seal documents, like a signature or a notary. And if you don't know much about notaries, they have to actually have kind of a notary license, if you will. It basically gives them an elevated permission or authority when it comes to like legal documents. I have a mobile notary that can actually call upon a lot of her network across the nation. And so if I have a seller or a buyer who is not in town in Kansas City that needs to sign papers, she is who I call on, because she can actually get a notary from, you know, all over the nation. And that notary makes that document sealed and legal and binding, basically. So when God likened Zerubbabel to a signet ring, it's something really that this message can be claimed for our lives as well. And here's just yet another example where we can take the Bible and read these stories and make it applicable to our own lives. Because while these rings, these signet rings, or, you know, authoritative people in our modern day world have this unique power or authority over these documents and shows the uniqueness of them in this tool that they have, we are also unique to our Heavenly Father. Just like the personal signatures are unique, like everyone has their own personal signatures, He has chosen each of us for His kingdom. And so whatever plan, you know, He has for your life, or whatever plan He has in the big grand scheme of things that He wants you to be a part of, you are worthy of that call. You are chosen, just like Zerubbabel. And I love the fact that I am likened to a signet ring. I'm unique. I'm chosen. I'm the only one that is Anita Cordell. And you can say that about your life. You're the only one, and God views us all as His own signet ring. So I want to challenge you to pray that God will stir your heart to begin working on His to-do list. And oftentimes we feel like we are, and oftentimes we can, you know, say, okay, I'm on the right track, I'm doing those things, I'm obeying God. But sometimes there's this little nudge inside of you. And I've shared this story before, I believe on this podcast. I've recorded a lot of podcasts, so sometimes I don't remember all of the stories that I'm sharing. But I believe I've shared the story that I had been kind of been nudged for a couple of years to begin homeschooling my kids. And I was afraid. I thought that I wasn't qualified. I knew that I would be messing up. I didn't want to mess up. There were so many questions going through my mind at that moment. And yet there was this nudge, and Nathan and I would talk about it and wonder if it was in our family plan. And yet just every year I would just kind of make excuses, basically. And then the pressure of what we were dealing with at that moment in time lined it up to where that we really honestly had no other choice. And it was something that we kind of were not really forced into, but yet we were, I don't know how to explain it. It was just the pressure of what we were watching our kids go through. It ended up ultimately being a no-brainer. Okay. And yet after I started, I realized, oh, I think that God was wanting me to start this a couple years ago. It was kind of His to-do list, and just aligned it up. And so the challenge is to ask Him if there's some nudges that you have inside your heart that you're like, I kind of feel like I'm supposed to do this, but I don't know if it's the right timing yet, or whatever God is kind of talking to you about, ask him to show you, you know, his to-do list, you know, that he wants to get done, that he needs your help with, and ask him to show you what that list entails and what those things are that are in your heart that you feel like God's nudging you about, and write it down. Get your priorities and just ask God to get your priorities in line with his will. And sometimes we think that we are just, you know, right in God's perfect will, and we may be exactly there, but there might be some layers that God's wanting you to add. So have confidence knowing that he has made you unique and that your gifts and talents have a divine purpose, and there's no one like you. I guess the challenge would be to make a list and begin working on it. Like, just make that list and, or write it down, right? Whatever thing it is that you feel like you're supposed to work on. And maybe you're right there and you've done those things. And now maybe you've done those things and you're in God's perfect will. And now is the time to add another layer to it. Okay. And you could say, okay, God, I know I'm in God's perfect will. I know that I'm here. I know that I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do. So how can I take it to the next level? And that could be another step. Maybe it's another step in your business, or maybe it's, you know, going ahead and taking that next step as far as, you know, what you need to do. You just haven't done it yet. It's kind of easy, but just remember that you are God's signet ring. And as he stirs your heart, be confident in knowing that you are unique to him and you are unique to his plan, and he needs you. And then when you pull out your journal tonight and you have been reflecting on this all day long, do you feel like you are confident, or do you feel like your confidence is rising today as you begin to own the fact that you are unique for God's heavenly purpose? You are chosen for heavenly purposes. And write down what you feel like God revealed to you today about what his to-do list is, or what his priorities are. And did you make any steps towards, you know, just even one little thing? Did you make a step or a change towards getting closer to, you know, fulfilling God's priorities? Was your heart stirred for God's purposes even deeper than what it is now? You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I'm at the, you know, up in age and I don't know what I can do, you know, really to be effective. That is so not true. That is such a lie of the enemy. And I keep hearing stories of how even like retired people start to get involved with the youth at their church. It's just little stories like that prove that God's not done with us. He still needs us, no matter what our age. He still needs us to be ingrained into the church and our community and what we can do for his kingdom to further it. So I hope that has encouraged you today to read Haggai and you know, watch the progression of, you know, what was happening in that time. I mean, they said, we know this needs to be done, but not now. And then their hearts were stirred and began to fulfill what God really wanted them to do. And then their leader, you know, was saying, you have a comparison as a signet ring. And I just love that. It says, on that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, declares the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. And I speak that over all of us. I will make you, the viewers of this podcast, the listeners of this podcast, I will make you like a signet ring, because I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. I love that verse. And I'm receiving that for myself as well. So tomorrow we're in Hebrews, back to the New Testament. And don't forget, I have my son on. We've already actually pre-recorded it, so I know that it's a shorter one. It's not going to be a super long one. Oftentimes when I have guests on, we can get to talking. But don't worry, this one's a little shorter, and I think you're going to enjoy some of the insights that he has as well. So until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.